Hello.
Hello. Am I speaking to Andrew Hutchison?
Yes.
Fantastic, Andrew. Thank you for giving you a call from MMA Legal. We're the company you made an inquiry to in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You know, your time in care, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
So just giving you a quick call, really, to get that set up for you today, just to explain what we can do for you and why we can do it. Bear in mind, the average refund for this is around £45,000, Andrew, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, actually, we just need some details, really, about your time in care, so as to get the claim set up for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, just to confirm with yourself, I've got your name on the system as Andrew Hutchison. Is that correct? H-U-D-S-O-N?
That's only the social media name. It's actually Andrew Grant.
Andrew Grant? Is it Andrew Grant your middle name or your surname? Sorry, pal.
Surname.
Surname. Okay, perfect. Do you have any middle names at all, Andrew?
No.
No, not a problem then, pal. Okay, now we've also got an email address for you here, Andrew. The email we have in question is, let's have a look, Andy, which is A-N-D-I-I, _grants@live.co.uk. Is that correct, pal?
Yep,
fantastic. And, of course, Andrew, the mobile number we're calling you on today, is the best number for you?
It's my only number.
Young, no problem there, pal. I'll slip a note of that for you. Okay, that's fine. Now, Andrew, what I'm going to ask you now is your questions in regards to your family life, because obviously when we're doing these claims, of course, because a lot of people's, you know, time in care was quite some time ago. It wasn't really like computers and things like that back then. It's normally like, you know, an actual like a file. So what we need to do, Andrew, is get a big understanding about, obviously, you know, you like family and things like that. Just when we do a search, Andrew, just because there may be, you know, 100,000 people called Andrew Grant. At the end of the day, it happens quite a lot. So it's as much information as possible. If there is any question I ask you, Andrew, and you don't know it, just let me know. It's not an issue. Because when we go to the local authorities and request your you know, social care record, we'll get all the information anyway. Okay? So, Andrew, can you just confirm, first of all, your date of birth for me, pal?
15775.
Fantastic. And just your address?
Currently homeless, but I've got a mailing address.
That's fine, Andrew. What's the mailing address, pal?
2 Dorset Cottages.
Yep.
Dorset Farm.
Yep.
Off Queen Street.
Yep.
Off Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
Yep. Shrewsbury.
That's the one. It's SY1.
Yep.
2JS, Juliet Sierra.
JS. So just to confirm with yourself, 2 Dorset Cottages, Dorset Farm, Queen Street, Shrewsbury, Sierra Yankee 1, 2 Juliet Sierra. Yeah?
Yes, that's it.
Fantastic there, Andrew, not a problem. Okay. Now, Andrew, have you ever been known by any other names at all, other than Andrew or Grant?
I was born as Andrew Barrett.
Barrett, is that B-A-R-R-E-T-T?
That's the one.
Fantastic. Okay, not a problem. And Andrew, how old are you at the moment? Are you 51?
Not until July.
Not until 50 at the moment. Not a problem, pal. And Andrew, what are your parents' names, pal?
Birth parents or adopted parents?
Birth parents, please, Andrew, if you know them.
The birth parents, well, he's dead, and I don't know where she is, but he was David Barrett.
Yep.
She was Anita Barrett. And then later in life, you changed her name and remarried to be Annette Price.
Annette Price. But is it Anita Barrett? Is it A-N-I-T-A? Or is it A-N-E-T-T-E?
She was Anita when I was born.
Anita. Okay. Now, we won't contact them or anything like that, Andrew. The reason we ask that, like, say, when we search your name, Andrew Grant, and Andrew Barrett, of course, because that was your name at birth, we can put David Barrett and Anita Barrett with it. So when they do the search, they can narrow it down just to yourself. So it makes it a whole lot easier. It makes your claim a lot quicker as well. Now, Andrew, were you in...
There might be a slight complication. I think the social workers first got involved when my father had remarried.
Yep.
She was Ishmael... Well, she was Ishmael Cameron. She married to become Ishmael Barrett.
Yep.
She was the one that got me put out into care. She wanted
her
dad, but not kid.
Oh, okay. No, no, understand. We hear that quite a lot, to be fair. It's not very nice, really. That's what we hear quite a lot. We've even had, you know, obviously doing this job, you know, with 600 people a day, we've had people where they've been put into a foster care, you know, foster care family, and say, for example, the family had one child, and they were the second child, but the first child was obviously blood. They treat that child a lot different to them, which is not nice at the end of the day. They felt a lot like an outsider.
I was treated very differently.
Yeah, no, that's it. It shouldn't be right, that, really. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're a child, you're a child. Even if it's not, you know, even if you see a child in the street, you don't be horrible to them at the end of the day, do you? You know, they're just children. They can do no wrong, really. That's it. Now, Andrew, how old was you when you went into care?
Five.
And do you know what authority you was, you know, local authority you was cared under?
It was Nairn, so I don't know if it'll be, it's probably Highland Council, to be honest.
Okay, no problem. Fine. And do you have any brothers or sisters that you know of?
Birth ones.
Birth ones, yeah. If you know of them, it's okay if you don't, like I say.
Yes. I actually got in touch with my birth sister again in 2024. She's Susan. She was put out in care 2 weeks, 2 years after me.
Okay. She's Susan Barrett?
Yes. But she's married, and she's now Susan Barnett.
No, that's no problem. Like I said, we only need the maiden name, really, because just for social records. Yeah. Now, what establishment were you actually placed into, Andrew? Can you remember the children's home or foster care as you were there?
I was put straight into a foster family. Stayed as a foster kid for 9 years, and then was adopted.
Would you say 5 till 14, then?
Yeah.
And you said 9 years, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this question, Andrew, is more if something must happen to you. Now, God forbid it does. Who would you like your beneficiary to be? You know, who would you like to receive your money if you're not here to do so?
That's a good question. My sister,
yeah,
probably.
Could be anyone. Would you like to put Susan down?
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan Barrett. Okay. Do you have a number for Susan, a telephone number?
Yes, but I'll have to speak to her about giving it first.
Oh, that's fine. What I'll do now, Andrew, because I'm guessing if something must happen to you then, you know, she would have access to your phone, because, of course, you know, it happens, doesn't it? You know, you get the phones to sort out all the last few details and such, like, you know, change the banking over and pensions and, you know, all sorts in life insurances. So what I'll do is I'll put her down, I'll put your number down for Susan as well, just to say if it happens, ring this number. Once you do speak to her, let us know, because you will get a call in a few days anyway from my colleague Michael, just to confirm the last few details. If you spoke to it by then, just let him know. You just need to update the number, and he'll change it straight away for you.
Cool.
Now, Andrew, you don't have to answer this question, but like I said, would you like to ask it? What was the reason why you got placed into care?
I hated my stepmom.
Yeah? Okay.
as a four-year-old, I stopped eating anything that she touched, because I'm assuming that when I was in nursery, we'd been read, I don't know, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, something like that. And, well, what's a stepmom in a fairy tale?
A witch. Witch, you are right. Stepmom always wants to get rid of the kid and stuff like that, and you're right, to be fair.
Yeah, so I stopped eating anything that she touched. She put me in hospital to see what was wrong, knowing full well there was nothing, and I think that was the pretense of putting me into foster care.
Yeah, no, understandably. I've had some horrible stepmothers over the years, to be fair, so I kind of do agree with you. People get blinded by love, don't they, at the end of the day? Okay, so let me just take the last few details. So, Andrew, with this claim as well, I just forget to mention, the things we do need for the claim, just to prove you are who you are, because we are going to the local authorities and the council and requesting this information. We need a photo ID and proof of address. Now, this can be a driving licence, a bus pass, or a passport. You have any of those three?
No.
Don't worry if you don't. All we'd need then is three letters. Would you have three letters, you know, proof of address? I know you don't live there. I know it's just obviously your residence. Because if we don't have an ID, what we can do is we can use free bills. You know, like I say, an NHS letter, for example, say a Sky bill, Virgin bill, whatever you've got at all. Would you have three letters?
How recent do they need to be?
A couple of months, if you can. if not really, just any letter you've got, just something that we can use to prove your address, really, Paul.
I don't know.
You can use online bills as well. It doesn't have to be a bill, like say. It needs to be a letter. You said your name on it, and of course your address. That's it. It doesn't have to be like a government official bill. It could be a letter from Paddy Power, for example. You know, it could be a letter from the postcode lottery, or your cousin sending you a cheque. You know, anything.
I've got one from the Department for Work and Pensions.
That's perfect.
I should be getting one through soon from Companies House to let me know that my company no longer exists. Would that be all right?
That should be fine. Not a problem.
And the third one, I don't know, to be honest. I'll have to have a look about, see what I've got.
No problem. Like I say, we'll take a picture of the ones you've got at the moment. Because what I've just done, Andrew, is I've just sent you a quick message via WhatsApp Messenger. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile phone?
Yes.
Perfect. So all you need to do, Andrew, is open the WhatsApp message. There's a camera on the right-hand side. Take a picture of whichever letters you've got there available at the moment. And like I say, we'll be able to start the claim then at least. We'll be able to apply for yours. It's what we call a redress number. It's an APP number, application receipt. So what we'll do with that then, once we've got that number, then we can obviously, you know, proceed with the claim. Now, these claims are looking at anywhere between 8 to 12 months. So they do take quite some time because, as you'll know, there's a lot of sensitive information and we've got to go to the local authorities and find out all of the relevant, you know, details and such and build the case. Now, Andrew, next thing to do now is just to take a statement about your time in care. So I've wrote, when I was placed into my foster family, what was the kind of things that they would do, Andrew?
They were just cruel.
Do you, like, single you out? Would they ever say horrible things to you? Do you ever, you know, hit you at all?
I was hit at least once a week. Yep. Like, but I wasn't the best behaved kid.
Yeah, understandable.
I mean, I didn't want to be there. I wanted my dad. I wanted my sister. So I used to play up. And it would be, like... If I'd been particularly bad, it was like, go and stand in the hall, wait for your dad to come, and then it would be like a belt or a slipper over my bare backside and sort of like, get your trousers down over the arm of the couch, and it was like six of the best, if you like.
Yeah. So you hit six times?
Yeah. That was at least one. And would
you, maybe a slipper or like a belt, would you say, yeah?
Yeah. I've kind of justified it in my head by going, well, it was different times and you weren't the best kid and all of this. Other people do to sort of get by.
Do you know what, Andrew? Yeah, you're not the only person, like I say, because we speak to a lot of people. I had a lady on the phone the other day. She made an inquiry, of course, because she was in care. And when I spoke to her, I've not been abused at all. So I said, obviously, she thought it was just for like sexual abuse and things like that. So no, it's not just that. You can be mentally abused, so they can call you horrible names. They can mentally abuse you in other ways, where they can, like, manipulate you and things. They can hit you, because at the end of the day, I know back in the day, I know I used to get, if I was naughty, I'd get a little slap on the back or whatever, you know, if you was really naughty, because that's how it was back then. But like I say, you've been put into a place where they're supposed to care for you. And, you know, the hits, you know, especially in your six times, I mean, that is very excessive. I mean, fair enough, I still agree, if someone is a bit naughty, you know, give them a little, not a smack, but you know what I mean, just let them know it's naughty, basically. I do believe in that, but not where it's excessive, where, you know, they're grabbing slippers and belts and hitting you six times, making you stand in a hallway until your parents home. That's not nice at all. I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of makes it put unfair into you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, was there anything else that they would do? I wrote down what you've said there, Andrew. Don't worry, that's all written down. So when I was placed into my family, it was horrible to me. They would be very cruel. They would hit me at least once a week. Every time I throw a fit, they would hit me and make a big scene of it. They would make you stand in the hall, waiting for my foster dad, and he would come home and hit me with a slipper or a belt at minimum six times repeatedly. Anything else you'd like to add to that there, Andrew? So?
It was just silly general stuff. Yeah. Like when I got to the end of primary school, the top student used to get what they call the Ducks Medal, and
the second best would get the McDonald's.
Yep.
It was my best friend got the Ducks, I got McDonald's.
Yep.
Got home really, really proud that I'd done that well in school and blah, blah, blah. And foster mum went, you didn't get it because you deserved it. You only got it because she liked you, meaning the headmistress.
Yeah.
So it's just like silly little put downs like that.
Yeah, you're supposed to hype the child up when they, you know, even when they bring home a picture, for example. You know, it's a rubbish picture. My kid brings home, I'll bring back a terrible picture of an owl, and I'll make it sound like it's the best thing I've ever seen. But we all know it's not, but you shouldn't really do that to kids, should you, really? At the end of the day, you shouldn't be playing with their emotions. Especially you came home, you felt like you had a bit of an achievement and such, and then they just put you down straight away. Shouldn't have done that really at all, Andrew. So that is, like I said, that is mental abuse. Because it is making you feel, obviously, you know, less than what you are. You know, because I bet if that other child got that award, it wouldn't have been the same, would it?
Oh, if it was one of that family's own kids, they would have been praised to hell and back.
Salad.
That's it.
So obviously, you've seen them getting praised in the past as well, and now you've won an award. You'll think, you know, I'm going to get a bit of praise. Happy with yourself, and then didn't get nothing. It's horrible. It's not honestly fair, Andrew. So I totally agree with that, pal. So Andrew, like I say, I've got your statement now, so that's fine. I'm going to upload that onto the system for you with all the relevant details. Now, if you can have a look for those letters for me, have you got a letter in front of you, did you say?
I've got one here, yeah.
Perfect. So if you can open WhatsApp for me, Andrew, for the moment, and you'll see a message from myself. It'll be from a company called Get My Money Back. We're a branch of MMA Legal, of course. It's just one side of it. That's our WhatsApp there. So like I say, when you do take the picture, Andrew, please include all four corners of the letter. So you see all four corners to the actual full letter. If there is anything sensitive on there that you don't want us to see, say, for example, it was, one thing with, like, bank statement or anything like that, feel free to cover up whatever you need to. We only need to see your name, the address, and the date. That's all we need to see. So like I said, if it is a sensitive letter, feel free to cover it up.
Bank statements, I can download them onto my phone and send that over.
Perfect. Yeah, you can do that. That's great. That's perfect. You can use that. Because like I say, it shows, obviously it'll show like statement date and stuff, so that's great. Like I say, if you do want to blur out your balance or any transactions, feel free to do so. Like I say, we're not a bank. We don't need to see all that information. We just need to see your information. That's it. We don't need to see the actual account information. So while you're doing those, Andrew, I'm just going to fill out this form, because what I want to do while we're on the phone is send you our link over to sign. Now, it's just a document like signing a parcel at the door. Now, what it does, it gives us authority to proceed with the claim. Gives us authority, local authorities, and request the details we need for the case. What it also does, Andrew, it locks you in on the case, which is our fees, which is a no-win, no-fee. So if you are unsuccessful, you will not be charged an absolute penny. Only on a successful claim, Andrew, the solicitor takes 16% off the back end, including VAT, of course, it's 20%. So, Andrew, there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself as a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct a company like ourselves under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under the private agreement. Like I said, Andrew, it's just a 16%. The average we aim to get you back as well is around £45,000. We've seen people get a lot more than that back. All really depends on your time in care and obviously, you know, what happened while you was there. Normally, to be fair, the lowest amount is normally just mental abuse. If you're being hit as well, obviously, there's different stages, so different kinds of levels of abuse, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so using, just working out your time in care when it rests, using care from 1980 to 1989.
Adopted in 1989, and then I left I ran away in 1992.
Yeah, so you would have been 16 at that point, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yeah, I'd have had enough.
Yeah, no, fair enough, Andrew, fair enough. I mean, if you've been through all that in your life, you know, sometimes when I speak to people on on these calls, it makes me feel like I thought I had a hard life. I'm telling you now, I definitely haven't. I feel horrible saying that to people, but like I say, it just shows you what people actually go through. You know, there's people with worse situations, I'm not going to lie, we've heard some horrible stories about some horrible people doing this job. I had a client the other day, and she was in a children's home with, I can't tell her name or anything, I'll tell you the little sign of detail. So I had a client, she was in a care home, and she had a sister who was black. She heard this little girl screaming every night. It turns out, Andrew, they were trying to scrub her until she went white.
Yeah.
They were scrubbing her with like a bristle pad, kind of.
People are arseholes.
No, they are, they are. Like I say, it's a good thing now. I'm a man of dogs. I like dogs more than people. I'm not going to lie. I've got two of them.
Yeah.
I've got my best friend. I'm not really a person.
I've got a pair of greyhounds here.
Oh, there you go. They're better people. They don't talk back. They give you a little attitude now and then when you don't give them a treat. But, you know, they're loyal animals.
These two do talk back.
They're greyhounds. They're racing dogs, aren't they, greyhounds?
Yeah, so these two are brother and sister that were only ever separated to go and race. So when they retired, they had to be adopted together. I was more than happy to take them both on.
That's definitely. I mean, they're nice dogs, greyhounds. You've never heard of a greyhound biting someone in the street, do you? Not at the end of the day. You know, they've got a good reputation. They're not like an XL bully or all these new breeds.
But you see, the thing is, dogs born to be nasty are like children born to be racist.
That's what I always say.
It's what people do to the kids and the dogs that makes them the way they are.
No, it is. You are right. It is the owner. Like you see in the news and stuff. Like my friend, for example, he's got an XL bully, and I'm not even joking. He can tell it to crawl. It'll jump down on the floor and do an army crawl. He can tell it to speak. It'll speak. My dog. That's it. So he's very really well trained. I could tell it to speak and it'll bark. Like he'll walk down the road or on the street without it on a lead. Well, before the ban.
Yeah.
And he'll say stop and he'll sit. He won't cross the road without him. Won't run up to kids or like dogs, other dogs or cats. I mean, my dogs, I'm not going to lie, they see a cat, they run for the bike, they're chasing for about 4 hours.
Listen, these two don't get off lead unless we're in a very securely fenced field. Yeah. But if they see a cat or a squirrel, the screaming that comes out of them.
I bet you couldn't catch one of them either. I mean, it's like a French bulldog, it's not an easy dog to catch, is it?
Well, a greyhound's average top speed is 45 miles an hour.
Oh, it definitely outrun me then if it's moving kind of top speed. You might get 10 miles an hour on me if you're lucky about that. It's been a pleasure this anyway. I've got your case fully settled now. Everything's done. All we need now, like I say, is the letters. And you're willing them. You've probably received it now, to be fair. You'll have a text message on your phone. You'll have an email exactly the same. It'll just say, hi, Andrew, please click it. Sign the documents. Or you click the link, Andrew, if you scroll down to the bottom, so it'll say part one, part three, fee clarity, which is obviously our fees. It'll say CFA and LOA. It's just the things we need for the documents. LOA is known as a letter of authority, so we can go to the correct departments and request your information. Now, if you go down to the bottom, you'll see a box that says sign here with a blue button above it, which just says execute all documents. Okay?
Perfect.
What I'd do first is send the letters over, first of all, just so I can add them to your file, and then do the sign if you can, Andrew. Okay?
We're good.
Perfect. I'll leave that with you, Andrew. Like I say, if I don't receive them, I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes to see how you're doing with it, okay?
Cool. The letters might take a wee while. Like I said, I'm waiting on one coming through from Company's House.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, just for now, if you can send over the DWP one and like a screenshot of your bank statement, the one you're going to do, that should be fine. That's okay for now. It's more when the redress comes. We would need more information anyway. So that normally takes a week to get the APP number back, so you probably have time to obviously get sorted. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, just send over the Department for Work and Pensions one and the statement, and then just sign the document. It means you can get a start on it for you. Okay.
Yeah. No worries, man.
Perfect. Not a problem, Andrew. I'll speak to you soon, then, pal. It's been a pleasure. Have a lovely day, pal.
Thank you.
See you soon.